Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Taylor Force Act now becomes law. This is a historic moment because the Palestinian Authority will be defunded until and unless they denounce their support of terrorism. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Palestinian Authority, that organization, unbelievably, has for years used our federal tax dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, on supporting terrorism. They spent 7% or $358 million of its total 2017 budget on payments to terrorists and their families in 2016. The PA spent $322 million on terrorist stipends. Much of that comes from the United States, an average of $355 million annually over the last 5 years. Why in the world would Republican and Democratic presidents and members of Congress have continued to fund this is beyond me. But you know what? It's a new day with President Donald Trump, and he has led the way. Congress now has passed this law. The most recent Taylor Force Act was part of this spending bill that the Senate finally voted on. It had been sitting in the Senate for some time. But Matt, this is a great development. It really sends a message to the Palestinian Authority that the United States is not going to be sending you money, and then you turn around and use it to fund terrorism.
Well, and that's not hyperbole. That's not an exaggeration. That's exactly under the last administration, particularly under President Obama, who was hostile to Israel and was really sympathetic to the Palestinian Authority and other terrorist organizations. Can you fathom that your tax dollars were actually going to kill innocent Israeli citizens? And that's exactly what was happening. We were sending our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority. They were funneling it into terrorist activities to take the innocent lives of Israeli citizens. There's absolutely no excuse for that. Finally, President Trump has put his foot down here and put an end to it.
I mean, you think about what happened with 9/11 and all these different other terrorist acts here in the U.S., not only here, but also in Israel. And so in the meantime, we're funding these terrorists as if this is their job, as well as their families are getting benefits and stipends. And each additional child they have, they receive more money.
Yeah, and so
it's crazy.
It's a graduated rate. So the worse your terrorist act, the more you get compensated.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Every terrorist who commits a terrorist act in Israel gets paid by the Palestinian Authority when they commit a terrorist act against a Jew or a U.S. citizen. Those that serve 3 to 5 year sentences in an Israeli prison receive a monthly stipend equivalent to $580, the same as the average monthly salaries of Palestinians in the West Bank. So they get no reduction of income. Their income continues, just like if they were working full-time. They're sitting in an Israeli prison if they're serving 3 to 5 years. However, if you commit a more heinous crime and now you are imprisoned for life, guess what? You get more money. You receive a monthly stipend of $2,900. That is multiple times more than the average monthly salary. Now, if you're married, you receive an additional $87 per month. And those who are married with children receive an additional $14 a month per child. Now, terrorists who have Israeli citizenship, because some of these individuals can apply and receive Israeli citizenship, so they're living in Israel. They identify themselves as a Palestinian Arab Muslim, no doubt, and they're also an Israeli citizen. If they commit a terrorist act, well, boy, you can get now an additional $144 a month. Why would they want to award a Palestinian who has an Israeli citizen? The reason is because they can go in certain places that someone who does not have an Israeli citizenship cannot go. In other words, they can go behind certain checkpoints or places and commit terrorist acts where others may not be able to get to. So the more heinous your crime, whether you're married, however many children you have, and whether you're an Israeli citizen, you are getting this pay scale. And it's outrageous. And this money, this $358 million that they have sent in 2017 to terrorists and their families, this was coming in large part from the United States of America.
And this is more than just the Palestinian Authority kind of tacitly approving of these kinds of terrorist activities with a wink, wink, nod, nod. They are overtly encouraging it, funding it, paying for it, actually paying people, hiring effectively people to go out and commit these acts. And now they will have to revoke, under the Taylor Force Act, any law, any decree, or document authorizing any kind of compensation scheme for prisoners, quote, that use the sentence or period of incarceration to determine the level of compensation paid. So this is a great step in the right direction, but frankly, more needs to be done.
Yeah, and Holly, you know, if you're driving around, say, Beverly Hills or Los Angeles, you're going to see billboards and sides of buildings with movie stars of movies and so forth, and you're kind of walking around through Tinseltown, if you will, and these are put up there as iconic individuals, big movie star names and so forth. You've got the Hollywood Walk of Fame with the stars in the sidewalk. You go to other places and there's statues of people, historic people that are being recognized for their contribution to the country, the local place, or whatever it might be. Well, in the Palestinian-controlled areas in Israel, you have the same kind of equivalent.
Wow.
You have roads named after these terrorists. You have buildings named after these terrorists.
Like they're heroes.
Yeah, you have photographs and pictures of these people, like they're iconic actors, sports figures, someone to be modeled after. These people are not only being paid, the terrorists, by the Palestinian Authority, but they are creating a generation and a culture to idolize and honor these terrorists. So they idolize them and honor them, and then they pay them and their families and their children.
And they start with their children, raising them up, how to kill, how to be terrorists as children. So, you know, we applaud, we commend our legislators and the president for signing this into law. This is just a great, great act.
Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm glad that this money is being withheld, and the PA can only get it if they reverse course.
Right.
They're not going to
play
nice. They will not reverse course. This is who they are. This is what they want. They're not going to reverse course. It will certainly hurt them financially because it's $358 million that they got in 2017.
I can think of some better ways to use that money. How about you?
But yeah, you know, but they're going to try to get that extra money from places like Iran that are funding terrorism through these various areas. They're going to try to replace it. But you know what? We shouldn't be complicit. If you go to PalWatch, I think it's palwatch.org, short for Palestinian Watch, you can go there and see videos. You and I have looked at these videos of in the schools,
heartbreaking,
on the radio, on their TV, where they are encouraging little kids to be suicide bombers.
Right. They're walking around with guns and they're doing these different moves, and it's like it's heartbreaking.
And have they also simulate cutting off people's heads, little kids. Mm. I'm talking about the equivalent of first, second, third grade kids.
Yeah.
And they're applauding them.
This is sick. And propaganda is the name of the game with the Palestinian Authority, with you know, any of the Hamas and other leadership. And they will engage propaganda with this. You're going to see the parade of horribles, and you're going to see sob stories about little children starving to death because Americans have cut off their aid. That's nonsense, and people shouldn't be.
It is nonsense. Right. And, you know, Mahmoud Abbas said, well, what's going to happen is we're going to engage in more terror. You know, so basically he's wanting to bribe us by saying, you better pay us, otherwise more terrorism is going to take place. Well, we're paying you, and you've been using the money to fund terrorism. We have at Liberty Council different ministries or projects, including Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to our website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. And you can also sign up for our Israel trip that's coming up in 2019 at cidisrael.org. We also have resources there including our Why Israel Matters book. It's an amazing full-color book there at cidisrael.org. We also have Covenant Journey, which is a program for Christian college-age students, and that's covenantjourney.org. Pray how you might be able to support or come alongside of us with our Covenant Journey mission and ministry for Christian college-age students. Stand with us as we stand with Israel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.